benchmarking debiasing methods for LLM-based parameter estimates. Nicolas Audinet de Puchon, 1, 4, Adele Daoud, 1, 2, Connor T. Jerzak, 3, Moa Johansson, 1, 4, Richard Johansson, 1, 4, 1, Chalmers University of Technology, Sweden, 2, Linköping University, Sweden, 3, University of Texas at Austin, USA, 4, University of Gothenburg, Sweden, Nicolas Audinet, Daoud, Moa Johansson, Richard Chalmers, Connor.Jerzak at austin.utexas.edu, Abstract Likelihood of Epidemiological Events, Kino et al., 2021, to Describing Neighborhoods. Health and Living Conditions, Murugabhupathi et al., 2025, and beyond. Although the use of LLMs promises to speed up the process of annotating these variables, which would previously have required time-consuming hand annotation by experts if LLMs provide a wrong or suboptimal answer that is a biased reply, downstream scientific estimates will also be biased. Egami et al., 2024, Angelopoulos et al., 2023a. Thus, although LLMs are powerful, these models often annotate in a way that is inconsistent with expert annotators. Audinet de Puchon et al., 2024, Lin and Zhang, 2025. The distribution of LLM annotation errors can be heterogeneous or correlated with other variables of interest. These errors then lead to misleading substantive interpretations, MacFarland and MacFarland, 2015. To handle these biases, debiasing methods have been developed, most prominently prediction-powered inference, PPI, Angelopoulos, et al., 2023, and design-based supervised learning, DSL, Egami, et al., 2023-2024. Both frameworks produce an unbiased estimate by combining the LLM annotations with a smaller set of expert. ArcSav, 2500 and 6.09627v2. CSCL. September 19, 2025. Trade-off at the level of debiasing methods, call, annotations. The biases in LLM-based estimates eyeing for more research on developing metrics for are then corrected by comparing the two sets and quantifying their efficiency in finite samples. Notations for the subset of samples that have both one introduction, the LLM predicted annotation, and the expert's annotation. Large language models, LLMs, are transforming debiasing methods have been shown to work in disciplines that use text as a form of evidence in large population samples. Angelopoulos et al., testing theories, something particularly evident in 2023a. Egami et al., 2024. Yet there is a lack of computational social science, Zeems et al., 2024, knowledge about when and how much debiasing. Tornberg, 2024, Bale, 2024, Argyle et al., 2023. Methods provide added value in finite samples, LLMs are being used to extract features critical for substantive research questions across a myriad of one. We stress that in this paper, the term bias refers to an domains from measuring political ideology, SIM incorrectly estimated, parameter in a statistical model, and others, 2013, style and tone of writing. El-Haj et al., a debiasing method corrects the misestimation. We do not consider bias in the sense of, for example, demographic biases in NLP 2016, level of politeness. Priya et al., 2024, the representations. Large language models, LLMs, offer an inexpensive yet powerful way to annotate text, but are often inconsistent when compared with experts. These errors can bias downstream estimates of population parameters, such as regression coefficients and causal effects. To mitigate this bias, researchers have developed debiasing methods such as design-based supervised learning, DSL, and prediction-powered inference, PPPI, which promise valid estimation by combining LLM annotations with a limited number of expensive expert annotations. Although these methods produce consistent estimates under theoretical assumptions, it is unknown how they compare in finite samples of sizes encountered in applied research. We make two contributions. First, we study how each method's performance scales with the number of expert annotations, highlighting regimes where LLM bias or limited expert labels significantly affect results. Second, we compare DSL and PPI across a range of tasks, finding that although both achieve low bias with large datasets, DSL often outperforms PPI on bias reduction and empirical efficiency, but its performance is less consistent across datasets. Our findings indicate that there is a bias variance, which is what most domain researchers have at their disposal. There are no closed form expressions that relate a debiasing methods efficacy to the allocation of expert versus model generated annotations, leaving practitioners without analytic guidance on when one should prefer DSL or PPI over simply collecting more expert annotations. This lack of guidance could, in turn, hamper the uptake of debiasing methods or reinforce misuse of LLMs in applied scientific domains. Accordingly, to address this lack, we articulate the following research questions. RQ1, when is a debiased large-scale LLM annotation dataset statistically preferable? To a finite expert, only dataset for unbiased estimation of a population parameter? RQ2, what are the performance differences between the debiasing methods? And how do they vary across datasets and LLM-based annotators? We tackle these questions by comparing PPI and DSL across 4 datasets and 4 annotation procedures. To our knowledge, ours is the first effort to compare debiasing methods empirically. In foreshadowing our results, our analysis shows that compared to PPI, DSL achieves better debiasing results on average, but it is also the most variable in performance. Thus, PPI has a higher degree of stability. DSL is less consistent in gains. Our findings call for more research into the advantages and disadvantages of various debiasing methods across dataset and feature configurations. 2. Background: methods for debiasing LLM-based estimates. Let D equal to D, she, ye be a corpus of N documents DI with associated independent variables. X1 equal to X equal to X1 and LLM annotations Y, your Y equal to a subset of D of size N, also has additional expert annotations Y, EY equal to Y equal to N, where NN expert annotations are taken to be the ground truth and are generally costly. Gilardi et al., 2023. Next, we focus on a general parameter of interest 0, which represents the result of the downstream statistical analysis. For example, this could be a regression coefficient or a class prevalence rate. The goal of the debiasing methods is to create an estimator F which estimates based on X, Y, and Y. Ideally, the estimator should be consistent, meaning that F, X, Y, Y, 0 as N, infinitio, and precise, meaning that we want to keep the variance and N, N, reference 0 classical 0 plus expert or N, LLM expert, N, LLM. Imputation, 0. LLM. Expert. PPI and DSL. NLLM. Expert. Figure 1. The reference model, top left, is estimated from expert annotations, orange. For all N samples in the dataset, that is N equal to N, with full expert labeling. The classical model, top right, uses only the N expert samples for downstream estimation, NN. The imputation model, bottom left, uses only the generated annotations for all N samples, blue. The debiased models, bottom right, use both LLM annotations for all N samples and expert annotations for the subset of N samples. Confidence intervals as small as possible. One way to achieve this would be to ignore entirely and only use the unbiased expert annotations Y. We call this the classical estimator. 0 plus equal to fxy, which is usually generated by minimizing a loss. Although this estimator produces unbiased estimates, it can have a large variance if we have few expert annotations. We call the classical estimator trained with expert annotations for all N samples the reference estimator, 0, which corresponds to the ideal but costly model that the debiasing methods are aiming towards. Another approach would be to only use LLM annotations Y and ignore the expert annotations Y. We call this the imputation estimator, 0 equal to fxy. Here, we rely on the assumption that we can exchange the expert annotations for the LLM annotations. The hope is that, while LLM annotations might be noisier than expert annotations, we can counteract the noise by simply generating as many labels as needed, given a large enough corpus. However, the LLM may exhibit systematic biases different from those of the expert human annotators, meaning that 0 to 0 or greater than 0 as n, infinity, and therefore this assumption does not hold in general. In turn, this leads to a biased downstream estimate, and one runs the risk of being precisely inaccurate. MacFarland and MacFarland, 2015. A third approach claims to be both unbiased and more precise than 94. Such methods typically work by estimating parameters on LLM annotations, with a rectifier constructed from the difference between the generated and expert annotations for the subset of the corpus for which we have both, see Figure 1. In this paper, we investigate PPI and DSL as two of the most prominent among these methods. Prediction, powered inference, PPI. PPI offers a protocol for integrating LLM predictions into downstream statistical inference, via first, order debiasing, Angelopoulos et al., 2023a. It begins by treating the LLM predictions as if they were true labels and forming the imputation estimate. Argmin, X, where fa is the loss defining our estimand, such as the binary, cross, entropy for logistic regression, in general, is biased. So PPI introduces the rectifier, which in the one parameter case equals rho equal to e vale x, vola x, the gradient terms capturing the systematic distortion from substituting y for the true y, the gradient difference reveals the bias direction in parameter space, which we then offset to debias. We estimate RS on the labeled sample and estimate the imputed gradient on the unlabeled set using plug-in estimators. The final, first-order debiased estimate is then, because FE is estimated from sample averages, confidence sets can be readily obtained. Design-based supervised learning, DSL. DSL Egami et al., 2023-2024, adopts a design-based sampling scheme, which assumes XPR, which 1 times greater than 0, where B, 0, 1, denotes whether document I is labeled by experts and where is known. The data is partitioned into a folds and used to cross fit a model to predict Y as a function of I and X by pi xi equal to X plus YX, then E or X equal to E or X, regardless of misspecification of via double robustness. Many estimands admit a moment equation form, EMX00EG, maximum likelihood. DSL solves the empirical analog of the moment condition with the debiased outcome, using MX equal to 0, where each Y is constructed as above. Cross, fitting and M, estimation. Experiment 1. LLM. Experiment 2. Figure 2. Setup for experiments 1 and 2. Left panel experiment 1. Fixed N total samples with LLM annotations. Blue, vary and N expert annotations, orange for debiasing. Right panel experiment 2. Vary N total samples with LLM annotations. Blue, fixed N expert annotations, orange for debiasing. Theory then yield consistent sandwich estimators of variance, providing valid confidence intervals. Table 3 summarizes the key inferential properties of PPI and DSL, highlighting similarities and differences. 3 methodology. Our analysis focuses on 2 experiments, which we use to benchmark and contrast the 8 PPI and DSL estimators, see Figure 2. In both experiments, we focus on the coefficients of a binary logistic regression as our particular parameter of interest. Specifically, for each dataset, we create a downstream task relating 4 independent variables, 4 to A, binary outcome Y. The independent variables are either categorical or integers computed from text features. Each logistic regression, therefore, produces 4 coefficients, 34, and a Y, intercept for a total of 5 parameters. See Appendix D for package use details and a link to the code. Experiment 1. Our first experiment involves varying the number of expert annotations while keeping the total number of samples constant. See Figure 2, left. Our goal here is to answer the question, how do the debiasing methods improve with an increasing proportion of expert annotations? In other words, if one has a fixed number of data samples, how much budget Should one allocate towards the expert annotations for debiasing? For this experiment, we vary the number of expert samples logarithmically. We use a minimum of 200 expert annotations, below that threshold. Debiasing methods became unstable. We additionally report the proportion of expert samples n, rather than the absolute number in order to compare datasets of different sizes. We run 250 repetitions. Figure 3. Results for experiment 1 averaged over all datasets and annotation methods, and report 2 R confidence intervals for each entry, dataset, and annotation procedure. Experiment 2. In our second experiment, we vary the total number of samples while keeping the number of expert annotations fixed, see figure 2, right? This setup targets scenarios where the expert annotation budget is limited but unlabeled data is abundant, such as in large news or social media corpora, enabling practitioners to evaluate how additional unlabeled data enhances the effective sample size, that is, the equivalent number of expert annotations needed to match the debiased estimator's precision via debiasing methods. Specifically, we ask, given a fixed expert budget, how much does the effective sample size increase with more generated annotations? We repeat these experiments using 200, 1,000, and 5,000 expert annotations. Like in experiment 1, we vary the total number of samples logarithmically. The minimum number of total samples is defined by the number of available expert samples. The maximum number of total samples is determined by the size of the available dataset, which varies. We report the proportion of total samples with respect to the total number of available samples to facilitate comparison between datasets. We use 250 repetitions to estimate the 2R confidence interval, datasets and annotations. We replicate our experiments over 4 datasets, multi-domain sentiment, misinfo, general, bias and biographies, and Germeval 18, see Appendix A. We also compare performance across 4 LLM model classes, BERT, DeepSeek, V3, Phi-4, and Claude 3.7 Sonnet, see Appendix C. Input variables are either additional annotations available from the original dataset, or quantities derived from the text, such as the text length in characters. We compare PPI, DSL, and O with the same number of annotations. The datasets are available at huggingface.co/datasets/.nicodine-ulm-debiasing-benchmark. Evaluation metrics. We evaluate performance of debiasing methods by comparing the respective models against the reference model Omega. Comparison between models is done using a standardized root mean squared error, SRMSE, which captures both bias and variance for a holistic performance assessment, see Appendix B. We standardize by scaling according to the reference model coefficients. 4 results. In our experiments, we contrasted Omega, PPI, and DSL with the reference model Omega. The only difference between Omega and Omega is that they are trained on a different number of expert annotations. Omega is trained on only the expert annotations that would have been given to one of the debiasing methods. Accordingly, the smaller the proportion of expert annotations given to the debiasing methods, the more inaccurate Omega becomes, which is reflected as a high SRMC. As we increase the proportion of expert annotations, O converges towards O, and we observe a monotonically decreasing SRMSE. At a proportion of 1, there is no difference between O and O. The SRMSE is 0. Results of experiment 1 are displayed in figure 3. We observe that PPI has a lower SRMSE than O for all data points. This is expected and, under assumptions, guaranteed by theory. DSL exhibits a significantly lower SRMSE than both PPI and Omega for almost all data points, showing that it is able to use the expert annotations more efficiently than both. However, the crossing at the end, when virtually all expert annotations contribute to the debiasing procedure, is curious. Why do the DSL and O curves cross? Further analysis, see Appendix F, reveals that this crossing phenomenon is dataset dependent. In particular, for the misinfo general dataset, DSL performs worse than both PPI and Omega for all samples. A complete explanation of this phenomenon is still unknown. We have ruled out hypotheses related to preprocessing, for example, centering. We have not identified obvious properties of the dataset that predict anomalous DSL estimates, for example. agreement between expert and LLM annotations. Emerging evidence, however, points to multicollinearity in Figure 4, results from the set of experiments varying the total number of samples averaged over datasets and annotation methods. The x-axis shows the total number of samples n as a proportion of the total available samples in each dataset. The y-axis shows the SRMSE. The plots show results for n equal to 200, n equal to 1000, and n equal to 5000. The feature set as a contributing factor, DSL appears more sensitive to it than PPI, which is comparatively robust. In particular, we find in Figure 10 in Appendix G that the detrimental scaling of DSL in the MisInfo general dataset is greatly improved when we remove highly collinear features. We also find in Figure 14 in Appendix H that bias decreases for all three methods when removing highly collinear features. Another remaining explanation is that, although PPI debiasing via subgradients leverages less information compared to DSL, which uses external sampling design knowledge, it avoids instabilities commonly associated with weighting estimators. Zubizarreta, 2015. Future work should explore these and related explanations, including how feature correlations interact with debiasing stability. Million input tokens and 14 cents per million output tokens, yielding a total cost of 20 cents, equivalent to two expert labels. DeepSeek V3, at 56 cents per million input tokens and $1.60, 8 cents per million output tokens, costs $2.20 expert labels. Claude 3.7 Sonnet, at $3 per million dollar input tokens and $15 per million output tokens, costs $10.50, 105 expert labels. BERT fine tuning adds negligible cloud costs, 50 cents USD, 5 expert labels. With debiasing computations DSL PPI under $1 total on standard hardware. In this 10,000 document scenario, the break-even N for cost where N expert labels cost as much as full model inferences. Thus 2 for 5-4, 20 for DeepSeek, 105 for Claude, and 5 for BERT. Far below full expert annotation. Given our results, for example, SRMSE less than 0.2 at N equal to 200, we encourage practitioners to supplement their analyses with LLM predictions starting at these thresholds. The results of Experiment 2 are displayed in Figure 4. Since Omega does not use generated annotations, its SRMSE remains constant as the dataset size grows. We also observe that PPI and DSL both this study has investigated the performance of to outperform Omega in each of the three cases, per four LLM debiasing methods. On average, both demands of both tends to improve as we increase the biasing methods produce downstream estimates total dataset size that are closer to a reference model than those obtained by using a small number of expert annotations. We also observe that DSL seems to significantly outperform PPI across datasets and annotation methods. However, DSL performance. 2025. S mixed subjects design, which optimizes, appears more inconsistent and dataset dependent. The mix of costly expert annotations and cheaper both DSL and PPI are more efficient than RLLM predictions. Based on their correlation and Inshi solely on a small human annotated dataset, so error profiles. Expert labeling on Amazon Mekant, we encourage researchers to integrate debiasing iKulturk currently averages 10 cents per label as of methods into their analyses for improved estimate 2025, W2025, for LLM inference on our largest Sion. While DSL outperforms PPI on most datasets, corpus bias and biographies, N equal to 10,000, a summits. Performance is more inconsistent across them, eyeing 300 input tokens per document, 3 million total. Therefore, we recommend reporting results from input tokens and 10 output tokens per prompt, 0.1% both methods until DSL's variability is better on million total output tokens. 5-4 incurs 6 cents per derstood. 5. Conclusion. To translate these empirical findings into practical guidance for resource allocation in computational social science, Dawood and Duhashi, 2023, we adapt the budgeting template from Broska et al. Limitations supercomputing in Sweden, NACE. Our study focuses on two specific debiasing methods, DSL and PPI, leaving out several. Other emerging techniques, such as the recently proposed predict then debias. For example, Kluger et al., 2025, and prediction-powered inference, with inverse probability weighting, Dada and Polson, 2025. We only consider scenarios where the outcome variable requires annotation, thereby restricting the scope to single-task classification. We focus on binary outcomes as a simplifying assumption to facilitate benchmarking of the debiasing methods. Though future work should extend this to multi-class or continuous outcomes, future work should also consider situations where input variables are L-manitated, or there is information leakage among variables, Daoud et al., 2022. In addition, while DSL and PPI can be applied to any M-estimator, our experimental evaluation of downstream tasks is currently limited to logistic regression, corresponding to the type of annotation we have considered. Future work should consider a variety of other statistical estimators, such as survival or hierarchical models. Moreover, our experiments also concentrate on 4 datasets with relatively short texts in English or German, so further evaluation is needed in other languages, domains, and text lengths. Lastly, we assume expert-labeled data to be the ground truth. In practice, human annotations can also be noisy or inconsistent. Artstein and Poesio, 2008. Future work should examine how to extend or adapt methods such as DSL and PPI when the expert labels themselves may be subject to significant measurement error or domain shifts. We also acknowledge that the robustness of these debiasing methods under worst case or adversarial settings remains an open problem. Acknowledgements. We thank Naoki Agami, Catherine Keith, Brandon Stewart, and anonymous reviewers for helpful comments. This research was supported by the project Countering Bias in AI Methods in the Social Sciences under the Wallenberg AI, Autonomous Systems and Software Program, Humanity and Society, WASP-HS, funded by the Marianne and Marcus Wallenberg Foundation and the Marcus and Amalia Wallenberg Foundation. We acknowledge support from Alvis and Vera Compute Systems, provided by the National Academic Infrastructure for references Mara Abdin, Jyoti Aneya, Harkirat Bale, Sebastian Bubek, Ronan Eldon, Surya Gunasekhar, Michael Harrison, Russell J. Hewitt, Mojan Javaharipi, Piero Kaufman, and one others. 2024 5-4 Technical Report. ArXiv preprint ArXiv 2412.08905. Anastasios and Angelopoulos, Stephen Bates, Clara Fanjiang, Michael I Jordan, and Tijana Zernik. 2023 A. Prediction Powered Inference. Science 382-6670. First, 669-674. Anastasios and Angelopoulos, John C. Ducci and Tijana Zernik. 2023 B. PPI plus Efficient Prediction Powered Inference. ArXiv preprint ArXiv 2311.01453. Anthropic 2025. Claude 3.7 Sonnet System Card. Lisa P. Argyle, Ethan C. Busby, Nancy Fulda, Joshua R. Gubler, Christopher Ritting, and David Wingate. 2023. Out of One, Many, Using Language Models to Simulate Human Samples. Political Analysis. 31st 3, 337-351. Ron Artstein and Massimo Poesio. 2008. Survey article. Inter-coder agreement for computational linguistics. Computational linguistics, 34-4, 555-596. Nicolas Odinet de Puchon, Adil Daoud, Connor Jerzak, Moa Johansson, and Richard Johansson. 2024. Can large language models or humans disentangle text? In proceedings of the 6th Workshop on Natural Language Processing and Computational Social Science, NLP plus CSS 2024, pages 57-67, Mexico City, Mexico. Association for Computational Linguistics. Christopher Abale. 2024. Can Generative AI Improve Social Science? Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. 121-21. John Blitzer, Mark Dredza, and Fernando Pereira. 2007. Biographies, Bollywood, Boomboxes and Blenders, Domain Adaptation for Sentiment Classification, in proceedings of the 45th Annual Meeting of the Association of Computational Linguistics. Pages 440 to 447, Prague, Czech Republic. Association for Computational Linguistics. David Broska, Michael Howes, and Austin Van Loon. 2025. The Mixed Subjects Design. Treating Large Language Models as Potentially Informative Observations. Sociological Methods and Research. Page 004-912-4125. 1,326,865. Adil Dawood and Devdet Dubhashi. 2023. Statistical. Modeling, The Three Cultures. Harvard Data Science Review. 5.1. Adil Dawood, Connor T. Jerzak, and Richard Johansson. 2022. Conceptualizing Treatment Leakage in Text-Based Causal Inference. In proceedings of the 2022 Conference of the North American Chapter of the